sit at your feet for a few minutes, Lord, and know your greatness. Know that we've been forgiven. Lord, that we can walk in victory. Thank you for what's going to happen here today, Lord. We know that you're in this place. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. So break our hearts, Lord, for you. Open us up and let us hear your word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow. Thank you, God. I don't know about you, but I need those wow moments. And wow. You can say a lot of things. You can say, hey, amen. You can say hallelujah. I just want to say wow. Wow, God, you are so good and so faithful. And once again, God, you join us together and you bring us in the name of Jesus to come and worship the King. You allow us to praise you. You allow us to come as changed people because of the changing work that you've done. And because of grace, you guys get that, right? It's only by grace. There isn't any other way that we come. The only way that we come is through the grace that God gives. And the grace that that's the gift. He says, here's the grace. Just take it. You can't do anything to earn this. There isn't anything you can do to make me happy or to make me angry. I love you. We learned that last week again, right? I love you, and it's by grace that we're saved. And I've heard a few people, even just recently, been talking to them, and they go, you know, I don't even dare come into church because I'm not worthy to be here. Well, join the crowd. Honest. Join the crowd. I'm not worthy to be here either, but I'm still coming. I'll tell you that. Because of the grace of Jesus Christ and because he welcomes me and he says, that's what happens. You're not deserving of this, but I give it to you. And that's why the Father says this. That's why I sent my Son, so that you could be forgiven, you can be clean. And you can belong. I love that word. That's part of what this is today. It's getting colder. This is about belonging, you know, and the people later on in the service are going to be baptized. And it's saying to God, I love you, Lord. I want to belong to you. And I'm washed. All my past, all my sins are gone. I'm washed in your blood. And I belong. I belong to Jesus. I belong to my Savior, and I declare that today. You know, you can't go in this big blue tub without declaring something. You're saying something. You're saying, I belong to Jesus. He's my Savior. I want my life to change. I want him to be in control, because the truth is, me being in control hasn't worked. So, right? So I belong. And even Jesus, you know, when he was baptized, the Father, you know, the big, big voice from heaven, and the heavens opened and it said, this is my beloved Son. I am just so pleased with him. And that's what God says today too. I'm just so pleased. This is my beloved Son. I'm so pleased. Amen. We're going to open God's word. We need to hear from God. And I'm going to ask you to turn today to Luke chapter 2. We'll read a bit of that Christmas story. Luke chapter 2, and also a little bit from Samuel again. But in Luke chapter 2, we got that wonderful story of the baby being born. I'm going to just read from verses 8 till 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in a town of David, a Savior has been born to you, and he is Christ the Lord. Amen. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." And so they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word. That's a good word here, right? That's what we should be doing. When you see Jesus, you spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary treasured up all of these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Can you say amen? Wow. And now just in the Old Testament, go back to Samuel chapter 10, a couple of verses we want to read here. Samuel chapter 10, we've been talking about Samuel anointing Saul as the first king of Israel. Even though that wasn't God's will, God was the king. But the people wanted a king. They cried out, you know, we want a king, we want a king. And so they got what they asked for. And now we're here about how Saul was anointed as king. He was appointed, he was anointed. This will be the king. And so in chapter 10 of 1 Samuel, you're going to get that, you know, it's kind of almost funny because Saul really doesn't want to be king. They kind of find him hiding. All right, this big, tall, strapping guy, you know, he's going to be the king. Verse 20, I'm just going to read a bit of this. 1 Samuel, verse 20, 10, verse 20, that when Samuel brought all the tribes of Israel near, the tribe of Benjamin was chosen, and then he brought forward the tribe of Benjamin clan by clan, and Matri's clan was chosen. And finally, Saul of Kish was chosen. But when they looked for him, he was not to be found, so they inquired further of the Lord, has this man come here yet? Like, where's Saul? Where is Saul, God? And they ran, and the Lord said, yes, he has, but he has hidden himself among the baggage. And they ran, and they brought him out, and as he stood among the people, he was a head taller than any of the others. And Samuel said to all the people, do you see the man that the Lord has chosen? There is no one like him among all the people. And the people shouted, long live the king. Long live the king. And if you just turn to the next page in chapter 11, the last part of chapter 11, verse 14, we're going to read a little bit more of that celebration that Samuel said to the people, come, let's go to Gilgal and there reaffirm this kingship. And so all the people went to Gilgal and they confirmed Saul as king in the presence of the Lord. Now hear this. And there they sacrificed fellowship offerings before the Lord and Saul, and all the Israelites had a great celebration. All the Israelites had a great celebration. Thank you, God. Let's just pray. Lord, I pray that as we open your word right now that you're going to just speak to us, that we're going to draw closer to you, Jesus, that we're going to celebrate this amazing birth, that God came in the form of a baby, that the Son of God was born for us, and that we have hope because of that. So, Lord, this is your word. Let it speak in Jesus' name. Amen. Whenever there's an inauguration, it's a big deal. And we don't know that as well because we, in the Commonwealth countries, we haven't had an inauguration for, I think, over 60 years, right? We've had the same queen, I think I'm right about that, over 60 years she's been reigning over the Commonwealth countries. So we don't get a lot of coronations, not of inaugurations or crownings of a queen or of a king. But I think you can imagine what it would be like if that happened. You can imagine that, you know, I mean, think about the big fanfare that's going on just because Kate's pregnant, right? I mean, this is a big deal, like every newspaper. And this is just a pregnancy, you know? I mean, this isn't becoming a king. Can you imagine what would happen if William was crowned king? Can you imagine the inauguration of that event and the celebration and the hoopla and all the, you know, all the tabloids? Especially in Great Britain, you know, all the things that would be said and written and where it would take place and the trumpets and the pomp and the circumstance. You can imagine that, right? That when you crown a king, it's a huge deal. And one day, hopefully in our lifetime, we're going to probably see something like that happen. And you'll remember this moment. Would you quit it? You're wrecking the whole punchline here. Wow. King Jesus. Like, as if we're going there, right? Okay. It's the celebration, right? What an amazing celebration. And we get that when we read back in Samuel when Saul was inaugurated or crowned as a king. He was actually anointed. Samuel poured over his head the oil, and it poured out. He was anointed as the king. And we read that, right? That the people were celebrating. This is what they wanted. They wanted a king. And there was great joy, and there was praise. And people were celebrating, we're told, and that they cried out, long live the king! Long live the king! Long live Saul! Long live Saul! May he reign over us! May he live long and may he have a prosperous life. And there was a party going on. There was a celebration happening. There was a sense of victory and hope. Even though this guy was hiding behind the baggage, he was going to lead us, you know. I mean, think about the irony in that. There's some, you know, I don't know if you believe in omens or foreshadowing. Maybe foreshadowing is a better word. But things aren't looking great when your future king is hiding behind the baggage. I'm sorry. But long live the king, and there's celebration, and there's praise, and the trumpets are blasting, and the people are excited. And now we talk about King Jesus. You betcha. Because he's so bright. Hey? Because when you get to Luke chapter 2, the thing that just amazes me is how it's just filled with praise and wonder and worship. And that whether it's the shepherds or whether it's the angels or whether it's the heavenly hosts, it's all about giving praise to God. And I was just thinking about this week, about what that really says in Luke chapter 2. And that there's this, you just get this sense that the whole heavens are waiting for this day to come. And that's really what's happening. There was a promise that Jesus, that Messiah would be born. There was a promise that was made hundreds and hundreds of years ago. Back in Isaiah's time, you know, 650 years before Jesus was born, the prophet said that a virgin would give birth, and she would give birth to a son, and he would be called Emmanuel. And all of the heavens, I don't even know if we can imagine this, but all of the heavens were just excited and waiting, and they were anticipating the birth of Jesus. And get this, that even the last 400 plus years before Jesus was born, there was no revelation. There was no word coming through the prophets. God was like quiet, and man was waiting. And I think with that whole, you think about that, for 400 years, the heavenly hosts and the angels and God himself waiting with, you know, holding their breath for this day to come. And when we're told, yeah, glory, this is exciting. You know, what we see, calm down, Stan. what we see is just a baby laying in a manger, and it's quiet, and maybe there's a few sheep around, and there's some straw, and it's a still night, you know. But man, what's happening in the heavens, that picture, is something so different. And we need to understand that today, that this has been a moment that all of creation, that the whole world, that the created order, but more than that, that the heavenly hosts and the angels, this has been a moment that they were waiting for hundreds and hundreds of years. This is a moment of fulfillment. This is a moment of the hope of the world, Jesus Christ being born. And it's like, you know, those old Bugs Bunny cartoons where the hose, you know, gets clogged at one end and this thing just gets bigger and this hose just gets bigger and it just gets bigger and it just gets bigger and it gets bigger and then all of a sudden, boom! Right? I mean, we're maybe not getting it, but there is a boom happening here. It says in God's word, and this is, I never really thought about this one word before, and I've read this, man, hundreds and hundreds, I've preached on it. I don't even want to think about how many times. There's one word, it says, suddenly. Suddenly. Suddenly the great army of heavenly hosts joined with the angels, it says, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests. This thing happened suddenly. You know what suddenly means? Boom! Like that, right? That's suddenly, right? This is a scary guy. It happened suddenly, right? We don't, it's not that one angel just started humming along, you know, and then two joined with him, you know, and it's not like the shepherds were laying in the fields looking at the dark sky, and then all of a sudden, way in the distance, one angel just kind of, you could see him from far away, and then he just kind of, and then two more joined up, and that's not how it was. No, suddenly the heavenly hosts, you know, what does it say? Suddenly the great companies. Anyone know how many a great company is? Anyone know? Lots. It's lots. I have no idea. It's a lot because it's a great company. See, it wasn't even just a normal company. It was a great company of heavenly hosts. And they suddenly came and they praised God, saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men upon whom his favor rests. And that's me, man. And that's you, right? That's me and that's you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for coming. He is the hope of the world. Do you get that? He is the hope of the world. And all creation and all the heavenly hosts were waiting for this moment. And this happened in a momentous, you know, right now. It happened right now. The angels sang and they praised God. And we're told that the shepherds returned praising God and worshiping God. And Mary and Joseph were full of joy as well, even though she pondered all these things in her heart. There's great praise because this is an inauguration. Because he's the king, you see. And because the heavenly hosts, the angels, and we don't have a clue what was going on up there, but we know this, it was just bursting. There was this spontaneous eruption of praise. Can you imagine that? There was the peals of laughter. I can just imagine there was great laughter. That the angels were laughing and praising and singing and worshiping God and going, oh, finally, finally, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, because we looked forward to this day for hundreds of years. And there was laughter and the thunder rolled in the power of God because this baby is born, because this is the moment we were waiting for. And all creation cries out the glory of God, right? Amen. Creation cries out the glory of God. Amen. Yeah. Good, good. That's the church. That's the church I'm used to. The church I used to be used to did this. That's, yeah. Come on, let's praise God right now. Clap your hands. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's alive. The King is alive. The King is alive. He's alive. Crown him. Crown him. He is the King Eternal. That's better. He's the King Eternal. Suddenly, they cried out and they praised God because he's a king, right? He's so amazing. He's my hope. He's all I have. He's the promise. He's Messiah. The promise. This is what it's really about. God made this promise and he kept his promise. And we cry out now, long live the king, right? A few weeks ago, we were crying out with the people of Israel. We were crying, we want a king. Here's our we want a king, guys, right? We want a king. Here you go. We want a king. We want a king. Long live the king. Long live the king. Long live the king. Let me hear you. Long live the king. Long live the king. Okay. I want you to remember this stuff. That's why we do this, you know. I don't want it so that next week you go, what did he preach about again? No, you're going to go, yeah, we are doing this. Long live the king. Long live the king. He is, and here's the message today, he is the King Eternal. And as a matter of fact, maybe we shouldn't even be making that a cry, long live the king. Because let me tell you why. Because this king will live forever and ever. Yeah, this king will live forever and ever. We don't need to cry out, long live the king, because his dominion is from beginning to the very end, and there is no end, right? That Jesus, let me get this straight. Let me try to explain this in a straight way. It's a better way. That he is the Alpha, and he is the Omega. That he knows no beginning and he will know no end. We do not need to cry out, long live the king, because this is the Ancient of Days, this Jesus. He is the Ancient of Days. He is from everlasting to everlasting, and he is God. He is sovereign over all, and he knows no end of time. He is beyond time. He is beyond time. He is the Lord of Lords, and he is the King of Kings. And he will reign. Hear me now. He will reign forever and ever. He will reign. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, God, that you are eternal. Thank you, Jesus, that your kingdom will know no end. Thank you that you are the Ancient of Days. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Praise the Lord. I want you now to listen. And just listen. Yes, God.
I am the beginning and the end.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. From everlasting to everlasting. Thank you, God. Amen.
First Timothy chapter 6:13-16. I charge you in the presence of God to give life to all things, and of Jesus Christ to testify the good confession before Pontius Pilate. Then you keep commandment without stain or with reproach until appearing with our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will bring about at the proper time. He who is the blessing and the only sovereign and the King of kings, the Lord of lords, who alone possesses the immortality, dwells in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion.
Amen. Amen.
And like a mantle, you will roll them up.
Yeah.
Like a garment, they will also change. But you are the same.
Yes.
And your years will not come to an end.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. Yes.
Invisible.
Yes.
The only God, the honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. One more.
For unto us a child is born.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And finally, from Daniel chapter 7, and in my vision at night I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. And he approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. And he was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshiped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. Amen. Rita, you want to put that on? Thank you, God. Just take a moment, just think about that, you know, that he's an everlasting God. And his dominion will know no end. And he's the King of Kings. Want to turn the lights off? Please let it work, Lord. Okay, we're going to do this, but can you do it so that you get ahead if we give you a little bit of time? Okay, we'll take a couple minutes. It's okay, we just need to hear that. But in the meantime, just worship God. Just think about him. And I don't know what I'm going to play here, but we just need a couple minutes to give him praise. Come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. We'll give him all the glory. We'll give him all the glory. We'll give him all the glory. Christ the Lord. Oh, come. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. For he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy, Christ the Lord. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Just the voices. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. I hear the angels, do you? Think it'll work or not? Oh, my goodness. He shall reign forever and ever. And that moves my heart. Thank you, God. I'm going to ask the people who are going to be baptized today to come to the front. And you can just stand up here or sit in the stairs. God's been calling you to make this change and to belong. Praise God, right? Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that you reign. You are sovereign. You are the Ancient of Days. And doesn't that say it so well when you hear that? He shall reign forever and ever. We don't serve a God who's limited by time. There's nothing that my God cannot do. There's nothing he cannot do. Oh. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. All right. Why don't you guys all just find a place to sit on the stairs? And it's always important that we have the opportunity to share a bit of our testimony or why we're doing this. And there might be a few people who aren't going to be able to do that today. But I know they love the Lord, and I've had some talks with them. They're maybe just a little shy today, and that's all right. But there's some, man alive, if we don't stop this pretty soon, there's not going to be enough water. You still got that hose, Chris? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I'm going to start with you, Warren, and we're going to just listen, okay? And just listen and pray. We're going to come to the water today. We are going to see today that this is the water that cleanses, because it's a, not the water, but because it's a symbol of the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the blood, like my friend Don says all the time, it's the blood, it's the blood, it's the blood. It's Jesus' blood and his righteousness. And these are people who belong to you and to me. More importantly, they belong with us to Jesus Christ.
I dedicate myself to the Lord and to his holy kingdom. I come to him empty and wish to be filled with his holiness and his love. This is what I state today and forevermore.
Thanks, Warren. God bless you.
Love you, brother.
I love you.
This is a very special day for me. I kind of think it's one of those things I talked to Pastor Stan about a while back ago, where he says, you make sure you say what you told, just got through telling me. And I said, well, I don't know if I can do that. So,
yeah, you can.
Last March, I was up at the Kingsway Garden Mall in Edmonton there, sitting in the lunch area there, thinking about what's been taking place over many years, like about 10 years. It's been a real struggle. I've been trying very hard to make it work. And it's just one thing after another. I'm not going to get into a whole bunch of things. But last March, I'm thinking, you know what? This is not working. I've tried everything I humanly possibly do. I kept the faith. It's been taking forever. Throughout certain circumstances, throughout this time frame, I lost all my ID. I didn't exist. I couldn't let anybody. Nobody knew who I was. I couldn't prove it. Sequence of events, apparently, my stuff was flooded in a basement church down in Claire's home. Couldn't prove who I was. It took me forever to finally get, you know, the government and all these people to find out who I was, and it cost a lot of money, and I'm not going to go into all the hoops I had to jump through, but it was a nightmare. I was on a street in Edmonton, actually. I ended up in the Herb Jameson Center because of situations I'm not going to get into right now. I better not drop this mic into the water. It was taking forever, and I couldn't understand why I was constantly being crucified. Every time I turned around, talked to people, tried to get some help, I was crucified. I had the cops sent after me a number of times for nothing that I'd done. It's just that I didn't fit the protocol. But see, the main reason I was at the... Kingsway Garden Mall
It's because I was hungry and I had no food.
And I'd wait for people to leave some food on their trays and I'd go scoop it up. That's all I had to eat. But, you know, there's many stories like this. I'm not the only one. There's thousands of them up there. I've talked to many people. And I just simply asked the Lord, this is all I got. This is the best I can do.
Yeah.
I was thankful for that. And then, of course, security people don't think that's the most appropriate thing to do, so they kindly escorted me out of there in short order. It took me quite a while to stick handle all the rules and regulations and jump through all the hoops and one thing and another, and I just couldn't believe how long it was taking me to get anything done. I couldn't walk very much or very well at that time. I didn't have my meds for my heart, and about a block and a half is about as far as I can go. So I did the best I could with what I had to work with. I kept the faith. I kept the faith. I kept the faith. No matter how small it was, I kept the faith. And one thing leads to another. I ended up with some identification back. I had to get to the government offices to get all this stuff. And then when I got all this stuff back and jumped through all the hoops and talked to all these people, it took so much time and so much effort. I talked to so many people, listened to my story. And then I got my identification finally. And then just shortly after that, my brother brings over a box of stuff that belonged to me that was his house. And in that box was a brown attaché case. And in that attaché case was all my identification I thought I'd lost. Miraculously showed up. And that's just a miracle. But just to make this short, because I know we don't have a lot of time, the Lord doesn't speak to me. Like, I know a lot of guys, they come up and say, Lord, talk to me today. The Lord doesn't talk to me, but I do get these feelings that are somewhat foreign. And because being human, I have to try to put words to them to identify it, right? And so that's what I do. I put words to these certain foreign feelings that I get. And I ask, why me? You know, why am I so crucified? And then these feelings come over me that I put words to, and it comes out like this.
It's not on your time, it's on my time. There are certain people you had to be with and talk to throughout this process. I said, it's my plan. He said, it's my plan, it's my time, and it's not your time. And furthermore, you weren't crucified, I was.
That's right.
To save your silly self. Well, that pretty well humbled me right then and there. So I kept plugging away. All I wanted was my life back. That's it. I just want my life back. So at the end of the day, I kept struggling, had a heart attack, a bunch of other wonderful things. Well, the Lord did give me a life back, but he didn't give me my life back. But he gave me back a life that was far superior to anything I'd humanly possibly dream of.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. But don't, it's not about me. It's not about me. It's about God. We know that. It's about God, and it's about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the Sonnies and the Dougs, the Chris's, yeah. The Carls. It's about, yes, Doreen. It's about Colin. It's about the Jerrys and the Gladys's. It's about the Gary Jackson's and Gilbert's.
Thank you, Lord.
People that, believe it or not, were part of God's plan that actually brought me here today. As one intelligent man once told me that I take a lot of heart to is in the fullness of time. That's what I have to say today.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen. Thanks, Rick. You gonna say something?
No.
Okay. Blair.
Well, when I was a young kid, I had a bad head injury in a horse accident, and the Lord saved my life.
Mm.
And throughout my life, I felt like I've really never felt like I had much purpose. And until I found our Lord Jesus.
And, that's good.
And now I know that purpose is to serve Him.
Yeah.
I'm scared. I kind of had a bit of a different life upbringing.
Sorry.
Different upbringing, or rough upbringing. But when I accepted Jesus Christ into my heart, He opened my eyes.
Thank you, Lord.
And He showed me that there's a real life and there's a real love that only Jesus Christ can give to you. Amen. And that if you follow in His ways, I might not be perfect, but I can come close. I can follow in His ways, and you know, He's restored a peace and a joy in me that Amen. Only Jesus can give to you. Nobody else.
Thank you, God. That's
nobody
good.
Else. And that is the Lord. And you know, there's so many things that are happening in my life today, but the main thing is that Jesus is in it, and that He is the one that's almighty. He did die on the cross for my sins and yours, and that He is here today, and He is here, and I am going to go into this water with Him.
Yep.
And He is going to bring me back up, and so I'm going to die and then walk with Christ.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Well, everybody that knows me knows I'm really shy, so I'm not going to say much, but I'm here, and I made it, and that's all that matters.
I'm not quite sure where to begin, so I'll start from the point at which I think is the beginning. But I had kind of a challenged life. And I reached a point where I was looking for something. I wasn't quite sure what it was. I was shown by a heavenly host that what I needed was peace. But the only way to peace is to find the truth. And I went pretty much from church to church, from synagogue to synagogue, sometimes in a mosque, sometimes in a Buddhist temple, all over the place. And it wasn't until a couple of days ago, two weeks ago. I don't remember the exact time frame, but forgive me for that. But I was sitting inside a mental health clinic waiting to see my mental health nurse. And Jill was kind enough to give me one of those Gideon's Bibles,
mm-hmm.
the New Testament one. And so I just opened it up and I stumbled on a verse. And if I could get a Bible. And if you guys could turn with me to Hebrews 10. It's just really upon my heart, like at this point, because I came to a point where I was ready to become Jewish. Like I was ready to go through the whole conversion process and everything. But every time I tried to do something, there was always such a huge stumbling block in front of me, and I never quite understood why. And when I saw this verse, it started to make sense, and I guess it's the reason I want to go into the water today. The law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, not the realities themselves. For this reason, it could never, by the same sacrifice repeated endlessly year after year, make perfect those who draw near to worship. If it could, would they not have stopped being offered? For the worshippers would have been cleansed once for all, and would no longer have felt guilty for their sins. But those sacrifices are an annual reminder of sins, because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, when Christ came into the world, He said, "Sacrifice an offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. With burnt offerings and sin offerings you were not pleased. Then I said, here I am. It is written about me in the scroll. I have come to do your will. First he said, sacrifices and offerings, burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not desire, nor were you pleased with them, although the Lord required them to be made. Then he said, here I am. I have come to do your will. He sets aside the first to establish the second, and by that will we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Good word. God bless you. John. Hi. How are you? Can you tell people your name?
Kayla.
This is Kayla, and this is a granddaughter of Dan and Christine, right? That's your grandma, grandpa? I forget what your mom's name is, but Sarah. Today you want to get baptized, right? Do you love Jesus? Yeah, he loves you too. And I want you to know that when we do this today, you're going to get all wet. But it means something. It means that you're washed and you belong. I want you to know that for the rest of your life. That Kayla, you belong to Jesus, okay? Okay. Yeah.
I don't talk too much, and that's probably a good thing. I went through my whole life telling people that I'm fine, but I'm not fine.
That's right.
I'm tired. And as Crystal said, wherever Crystal is, she said about 6 months ago that we all seem to at some time or another sit on a fence. And we teeter-totter back and forth. And it's time to fall off that fence, Crystal, and I want to fall off on the right side. So, and bless everybody.
Yeah.
And I did bring a friend here to say a few words and to everybody, I guess.
You put me to the spot, James. I know him as a dear brother. He lived in our building. He was our friend. There was never anything that he wouldn't do for us, bringing garbage away or whatever. James was ready to do that. And I would say to you, old things have passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, all things become new.
Amen.
Don't be discouraged, James. From day to day, you will see that God is beginning to do a new thing and bring courage in you to walk there.
That's right.
Be strong.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Ricky.
Yeah. Is God good? Yeah. Amen. Only God can orchestrate that. So we've never done this tank thing before. And I'm going to start today with Warren. And I think that you need some help. So maybe Doug, you'll give Brick here a hand. Just before we do that, maybe I think we just need a prayer. Len, would you pray? Just stand and pray that God's here. Just pray as God leads you. Let me put it that way.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for today.
Ask God.
Thank you, Lord, for what's happening here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Commitments that are being made.
Yeah.
We know you are working in the lives of these people.
Mm-hmm.
We know it is not their doing.
Yeah.
We know it is your doing, Lord.
Yes.
And we accept that.
Bless you, Jesus.
We wouldn't have it any other way.
That's right.
It's not us mustering up our faith, Lord. Mm. It's you planting that seed of faith in us.
Yeah.
That's
and
right.
You have promised that you would water it and you would fertilize it.
Yeah.
And you would make it come to fruition. What you have begun, Lord, will come
Hallelujah.
To fruition.
Hallelujah.
The will of, the word of the Lord today, Lord, goes forth. Your word goes forth today, Lord, planted in new hearts.
Yeah.
And we thank you. We appreciate what you're doing in our midst
God.
Today, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Crystal? Yeah, of course. Do you want me in here too? She says. That's right. No, I got it up here, so I think I'll be okay. All right. Can you lift your leg over or not?
I can't lift it directly.
Okay.
If I can hold on to that.
Yep. Okay. We got. Okay. Can you guys just pick him up?
Yep.
There you go. Okay.
You want to turn around, sit down, or no?
Okay, hang on. There we go. Help him with his other leg. Yep. Are you ready for the other leg?
Okay.
All right. Praise God. Okay, buddy.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Now, can we get you to turn around or not? Well, otherwise, you go in straight forward. I got gotcha. You. I got gotcha.
You.
There you go. There you go. Warren, I want to ask you a question. Do you love the Lord Jesus?
I love the Lord Jesus.
Wait for me to ask the question, okay? Okay, if you put your arms together across your chest, what is your full name?
My full name, Warren Lee Campbell.
Warren Lee Campbell, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and all the way. There we go. And the Holy Spirit. Help us out. There we go. God be praised. May God be praised. You okay?
Yeah.
Just take your time. Take your time. Yeah. All right. Just take your time. One leg at a time, we'll do it. Lord, we pray for healing right now, too. Lord, let your Holy Spirit do what your Holy Spirit does. Jesus, thank you. We know, Lord, that there's a diagnosis of cancer in this man's body. And we know about his paralysis and his lack of mobility, God. But you are greater. Greater things, Lord. Greater things. You will do greater things in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. May God be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Rick, you want to come? I'm going to go with you on that side, okay? Oh, my friend. From a place where you were eating garbage out of a food cart, now you eat the bread of life. And you, right? You eat the bread of life. You're a follower of Jesus, a believer of God, washed in the blood of Jesus. Give me a hug. You love the Lord? Amen. This baptism is a symbol of your cleansing, your complete washing. And I like the way the word says it's a remission of all your sins. It's gone. Put your hands together. So, Rick, I'm going to ask you, do you love Jesus with all of your heart? Now, what's your full name?
Richard Wayne Hansen.
Richard Wayne Hansen, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Woohoo! You are baptized. You belong. Amen. You're doing good. Leon, my friend. Is it time for a new beginning for you, Leon? A new start? Because that's what this is, a new beginning. Let me tell you something. It's part of what someone was saying earlier, that this is, we go all the way in because it's a burial. You're buried with Christ, right? And you come up a new person. So the old Leon's dead.
Yeah.
A new Leon comes up, okay? Yeah. You love Jesus?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
All my heart.
What's your full name?
Leon Joseph Gardapie.
Gardapie?
Yeah.
Leon Joseph Gardapie, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Give him a towel. Blair. So good. Amen. Oh, I'm just going to pray for you. I just feel God wanted me to do that. So, Lord, pray for Blair. I thank you for her smile. And I know that I can see the joy of the Lord in him. Lord, I pray that today you'll touch his heart, that he'll know beyond any shadow of a doubt he belongs to you. That this is an act of obedience as he comes into the water and his past is behind him. It's gone. It's washed. And that there's a brand new beginning for him. Lord, fill him with the power of your Spirit. And I pray that you'll use him in your kingdom in mighty ways, God. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You love Jesus with all your heart, Blair?
I do.
And what's your full name?
Blair Marcel Martin.
Blair Marcel Martin, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. May God be praised. May God be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! Tim. It was only a couple of months ago that both Tim and Blair came to the Lord on a service. They came forward. Some of you remember that, and gave their hearts to Jesus. And it's made a long lasting, everlasting effect. Amen.
Amen.
All right, I'm going to ask you to turn this way. We love you, man. You love Jesus with all your.
I love Jesus with all my heart.
What's your full name?
Timothy James Clarkson.
Timothy James Clarkson, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I better try to start them closer back. Start them here so they don't hit their heads. Amen. Oh, there we go. Been waiting for this for a few years. Okay. Okay. Just stand a little closer to the front. Okay, now listen to me. I want to say something to you. This is a new beginning.
Right? I know.
You know that, right? Brand new beginning. Everything that you've ever done is gone. Not just a little bit gone. It's finished, okay? All of it. It's finished. It's covered in the blood of Jesus. You are a brand new person. You are. This is what this is. You're a brand new person, and you belong to Jesus Christ. Right? You belong to Jesus.
Yeah.
All right. You love the Lord with all your heart?
You betcha.
Give me your full name.
Tracy Beverly Roan.
What's your last name?
Roan Arwan.
Tracy Beverly Roan, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. You belong to Jesus. Amen. Give me a hug. No more. No more drugs. No more enemy. No more, God. We declare righteousness and holiness. We declare, Lord, that this is a daughter of the King right now, God. The enemy has no more fingerprints. Take the fingerprints of the enemy off of this daughter of Christ. Amen. Amen. Hey, bro. Come. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened. Come to me and I will give you rest. It's time, right? It's time for a change, right? I want you to know God loves you. He loves you so much. And this is a new beginning. Got it? And you know what's got to quit. You know what's got to stop, right? Some stuff has to stop in your life for this to have any meaning at all. But we're here to pray for you and to love you and support you. All right? You love Jesus with all your heart? Okay, put your hands up here. What's your full name?
Dennis Wayne McIntyre.
I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Dennis. Amen. Don't drop that. May Jesus Christ be praised. I like that. The shirt says Jesus saves on it. Amen. Your life has been a journey. You've been on a road, right? It's not always been easy. Sometimes, you know, the Beatles weren't all that wrong when they said it's a long and winding road. But you know the road, it ends with Jesus, and it's about peace and hope, and that you belong to him. And you're loved here, but more importantly, you're loved by God. You love Jesus with all of your heart.
I do.
And tell me your full name.
Mandlingosi Paul Mutlu Mteto.
Okay, this is going to be a problem. Let's do one at a time, and then I'm going to say it after you. Munglingosi.
Paul.
Mukthra.
Mukthra.
Ntetra. I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The good news is that God knows your name, and that right now your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Mungosi belongs to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. John.
We don't slip, man. It's wet there. There you go.
John, I'm so pleased that you're here. I don't know. All right. Mr. John Cody, you and I go back a ways. God has a sense of humor, right?
Oh, yeah.
I love you, John, and I'm so glad that you're here. This is time, right? It's time. It's about time, yeah. You love Jesus with all your heart? Why don't you cross your arms, John? Give me your full name.
John Frederick Cody.
John Frederick Cody, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. John, you're brand new. Brand new. Born again. Born of the water and born of the blood, right? Take your time. Take your time. There'll be lots of time to get into the eternal kingdom. We're going to stay in this kingdom yet for a bit. Come on, Kayla. I'll lift you in. All right. Ooh. Is it cold? You ready for this? All right. Are you excited? Okay, Kayla. Why don't you put your hands together? I'm just going to ask you a question. You love Jesus with all your heart, and you're going to serve him. Okay, give me your full name. Lad? Okay. Kayla Rebecca Ladd, I baptize you into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, you can't go yet. I got to pray for you. Hang on. Okay. I pray for Kayla, God. We just join our faith. We join our hearts and pray for this daughter. And I pray, Lord, that you'll use her in powerful, mighty ways, God, that this is going to be a day that she'll never forget. Lord, I just sense that your spirit is on her, God. She's got peace and there's a real joy in this little girl. I thank you, Lord. And I don't really know her very well, but you know her because she is yours and she belongs to you. I just ask, Lord, that for Kayla, that you'll give her the gifts of your spirit. You'll empower her and that she'll really have a good ear to listen to your voice, God, that she'll know the shepherd's voice. She'll be a sheep who recognizes that. And just pray, Lord, that your hand will be on her, Lord. You have great things planned for her. We infer the power of your spirit in her life. In the name of Jesus, amen. We got a flood going on here.
And the chicken over there, I got Rita made a picture.
Okay.
There it is.
Oh, there's your picture. Okay, this is Denise's testimony. And I take it, Denise, that that's you.
It is.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. And there's Denise clinging to the cross. Denise couldn't speak today, and that's okay. She uses a visual testimony. She's clinging to the cross, and she's saved, and she's washed. Right, Denise?
Amen.
God, I pray for Denise. I just really sense, Lord, that you want to restore the brokenness. There's been brokenness in her house and brokenness in her life. So, God, I pray for restoration and that today you'll remind her that, that you're in the water too, that you are the water, that you are the living water, Jesus. I pray today, Lord, that you will just take her heart captive, and that you're going to give her the power of your spirit even more than she's experienced it to this point. Lord, I thank you for her gentleness, her love that's just so evident, for the way she always volunteers in the kitchen and is giving, Lord. But now, Lord, she's here to receive. So, Lord, just empower her and let your spirit pour out on her as she receives, God, the full cleansing and the power of your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Crying's allowed. Crying's allowed. Denise, you love the Lord Jesus with all your heart?
All my heart.
Yeah. Well, I know that's true. I know that's true. What's your full name?
Denise Margaret Scriven.
Denise Margaret Scriven, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. May God be praised.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And there's one more. Hey, I'm excited about this, James. I've been waiting, yeah. Well, this is a day that God's been waiting for, too. It's time, right? It's time. I like what you said, that you weren't always doing well. You know, we say that sometimes. Hey, I'm fine. You weren't fine. It's time for you to be fine. It's time for you to be washed. And it's time for us to be honest. This is water. There's honesty here, right? There's honesty. I need Jesus. This is what you're saying. I need Jesus. I need a new start. And that's what he's here for. You love the Lord with all your heart. Okay, put your hands up here. What's your full name, James?
James Peter Fivey.
James Peter Fivey, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let it never be said that you didn't make a splash in life. Woohoo! Let's give God a hand. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All right. Whoa. Amen. Well, speaking of things that we've been waiting for a long time, Trina. Wow. Come on up to the front here. How are you?
Nervous. I'm scared, but
yep. Yeah. It's time. She said it's time. We've been praying for you. You have no idea how many, especially my wife here. So I'm going to let you say the words today because you've been praying so hard for Trina all these years. Give her a hug first. I know. We'll give her another one. God changes lives, you know. God changes lives. Thank you, Jesus. You're brand new. This is it. It's about a brand new Trina. It's about the old gone completely.
Amen.
It's gone. It's washed. God doesn't, he says, I don't even remember the old Trina anymore.
No.
Just the new. Okay, go ahead. Ask her full name. No, you're going to do it.
What's your full name, Trina? Mary Trina Barrett. Mary Trina Barrett. I baptize you in the name of the Father. And
the Son. Hallelujah!
I'm really a preacher, honey.
Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you, God. Worship the Lord. Give him praise. Give him praise. Can you do that Messiah again or not? Is it ready to go again or not? Yeah, is it able to go or not? If not, that's okay. No, okay. We're going to stand and sing God of the City. And maybe Rob. I don't know where Rob is. And can you do God of the City? Praise the Lord. Amen? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Just bow your heads with me as Rob gets set up. Lord, we thank you, and we just testify to your goodness today. We sense that there's a freshness here, Lord. There's a movement of your Spirit, and you're touching many lives, God. I pray that you'll continue, Lord. You're not done, Lord. There's greater things. There's greater things, God, And Lord, we know too that this isn't magic, that there's people who've come here and have gotten in the water and they're dealing with some real life struggles, Lord, and they need your help. All the willpower in the world isn't going to make it happen, God. But the God power is what they need. We pray that today, Lord. People struggling with addictions and people struggling with the tugging of the enemy in their lives. We just lift up our hands and we pray for them today. We pray, God, that as they're being ministered to and as others are praying for them, that they will receive the fullness that you intend for them of your Holy Spirit. We pray, God, for purity and for righteousness, and that each of us will live with that standard too, God. We'll live with a standard of what is righteous and what is Christ-like. And build us up, God. As a family of God, as a body of believers, build us up, God. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you'll move and that you'll have your way. Thank you, Jesus. You're the God of the city. We love you. Amen. Is really about us becoming the army of God and getting into the city streets and doing what the word says, that because of Christ, because of his birth, we have a word to share, we have a message to share. Amen. And that he equips us. We don't need to get our equipment, we don't need to get our gifts, we don't need to go anywhere else but by God and by his Spirit. And that he empowers us. You need to know that. You have power. You maybe don't think you do, but you have power because the Holy Spirit empowers his church to do the work. He never calls us to do the work without empowering us to do it. Amen?
Amen.
So take that as a prophetic challenge today, and I just want to bless you with these words. Receive the parting blessing of God. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. God bless you. He loves you so much. Amen.
sin. Come forgive me, Lord, I need to meet you again. Cause in these waters, healing mercy flows freedom from despair. Precious Jesus, I am ready to surrender every care. Take my hand now, lead me closer. Lord, I need to meet you there. Thank you.